T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ooh, I just wet myself.
On the street where you live, girls talk about their social lives. They made a lipstick, plastic, and paint. Touch the shape of their eyes.
One of my favorites by this guy, and I must confess, I am a Bon Jovi fan. Rod, you have done what no one else could do. You took a bad day and you just made it good. Thank you, sir. Ooh, she's a little runaway.
Hi, my people.
Hello.
Did you guys hear?
Do not interrupt Bon Jovi. I'm sorry, what did I not hear?
Jim Gaffigan had to have emergency surgery.
What?
Yeah.
Too many Hot Pockets?
Well, apparently, he says, if you have plans to get emergency abdominal surgery, I highly recommend Alaska. Sure, it might be a long trip, but I can think of no better place to leave my appendix.
What happened? Obviously, he had his appendix removed,
yeah.
But...
he was doing a show up in Anchorage, and yeah. Had to have his appendix removed right then and there.
What is your appendix and why do you need it? Because the only thing I ever hear about it is that it burst and people are either dead or in pain because of it.
Isn't it what they call a vestigial organ?
Right. We don't really need it.
Vestigial.
We don't really need it.
Yeah.
And all it does is cause problems when something goes wrong.
Yeah. How many vestigial organs do you have?
I don't know. That's one you don't
want. I mean, your skin is an organ. You kind of need that.
That is important.
Your heart is an organ. You need that.
Yep.
Your lungs are an organ. Liver, kidney. You only need one.
But not appendix.
That is true. You only need one kidney.
What's the other one you don't need?
Gallbladder.
Gallbladder.
They can take that one out. No big
deal. Take that one out. Why do we even have it?
I don't know.
It's like the junk drawer. What does it do?
I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner. Good to see I'm not the only white trash here. Dirty microwave. And that comes with a side of Pepto. Is your Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. But it can be served boiling lava hot. Will it burn my mouth? It'll destroy your mouth. Everything will taste like rubber for a month. I love the Hot Pocket.
He's so good.
I'm glad he's doing okay.
Hot Pocket. So he was up in Alaska doing a show or something?
Yeah, and he's going to be at the Alaska State Fair.
Who knew they
on
had
Sunday.
One?
Doesn't every state have a state fair?
I think so. What do they have on a stick in Alaska?
Moose poop.
Right? Bear.
Whole moose.
Blubber. You know, they actually moose poop. I am not kidding you. I will show you images on Google. I cannot count when we lived in Anchorage in the late 70s. How many times we would go places, they would sell moose turd earrings.
You Gross. Could
here, I'm going to show you. It is true. They make jewelry out of moose poop up in Alaska. It's the craziest thing.
It's weird.
Hang on. Here, I'll show you. Look,
that's gross.
Moose poop
you know,
earrings.
Everybody always talks about how big.
First thing it shows up, by the way.
Moose are. I saw a picture the other day and I was like,
oh,
my
God.
Meese. They're huge. Like they're really big.
Look. There it is, right there. Moose poop earrings.
That's disgusting.
Look at how many images show up.
Can you imagine any other animal? Hey, for $25,
there's a moose
I will
poop
sell
necklace?
You a cat turd earring.
No, what they do is they take the moose poop, they glaze it.
Why?
Look, Dana, I'm not making this up.
That is so gross.
Moose poop necklace?
Doesn't that just go to show you people will buy anything?
In Alaska, yes.
Anything.
Look, they've adorned that one with some violet on it. Oh, that's nice.
That's lovely.
And that
violet
is lovely.
Moose pit's lovely.
Do you know on Etsy you can buy cat poop earrings?
Look, there's a moose poop necklace right there. That's a beautiful looking necklace.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It was everywhere up in Alaska. You could buy anything made out of moose poop.
All right, I have something better to share with you.
Please.
Over the weekend, my mom is purging her entire house. She has all this newfound energy since she stopped eating meat. And she comes out into the kitchen. She said, hey, I've got a bunch of old dishes. Do you want these? Oh, and then she says, I have this little booklet. I'll show it to you here.
Booklet.
She holds up this little booklet, and she said, I want you to have it. And immediately when I open it, I recognize the handwriting. On the outside of the booklet, it says,
don't make it grandpa's.
Grandma, tell me your memories. Now, if someone gave me this fat index card-sized booklet with probably 2,000 pages in it, I would have said, oh, that's lovely, thrown it in a drawer and done nothing with it until I purged it probably 2 years later in the recycling bin. Not my grandmother.
Mm-mm.
The book is the size of, like I said, a deck of index cards, but it's thick, okay? And on every page, this must have been before computers, I don't know. It's a different date, like a calendar, and it says, tell me of a nickname given to you by your friends or classmates. And there's a little space for your grandmother to write.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's awesome. And who's going to do that except a grandma? Like, I would not, if someone handed me this and said, fill this out, I'd be like,
cut to the chase. What was her nickname?
Dot. Her name was Dorothy.
Okay.
Tell me about your first favorite TV show. Now, these are farm people. Just remember that. We didn't have a TV until about 1951. We watched all comedy shows like I Love Lucy and Red Skelton.
Wow.
I'm going to read you a couple of these because they're so funny and fabulous. What were some crazy names or nicknames in your school? This was her entry March 30th. Maxine Randall, who was overweight. She was always made fun of and called Baby Elephant. Oh, my God!
Wait, let me see that.
Grandma! Look!
What's the question?
What were some crazy names or nicknames in your school?
I quote,
my grandmother, who never said a foul word about anyone. Nicest woman you've ever met in your life.
Oh, no.
Maxine Randall, who was overweight and always made fun of and called Baby Elephant.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, it doesn't mean grandma called her that.
May 31st, do you have any good bath time stories? We had to heat water and take baths in a round tub. You know, I mean, well, and she pretty, wasn't trying to be standard. Funny. I mean, she's saying, like, they didn't have running water.
This is your grandmother?
My father's mother.
Oh, wow.
Tell about going to box socials or potlucks. We had them once a month at Lone Tree Schoolhouse. It was the neighborhood country school. Now, she doesn't get into a lot of detail in any of these.
Well, it's not like, give me your first sexual experience.
No, well, there was one. Oh. No, listen to this. Oh. There's one entry in here, and God, I wish I'd known this existed. And I would have asked her all of these questions. It said, tell me about your first kiss.
Uh-oh.
And Kansas City, let me assure you, that page is blank.
Uh-uh. You know why?
She ain't.
Because the first kiss led to something else
that
was a first.
I tell you this right now, that first kiss.
And hello, Chris.
That first kiss was my grandfather. I know that for a fact. They went on one date.
You're kidding.
And they got married and he went off to war. And while he was away in the war, my Uncle Bob was born. Oh, no. She did not date. He was the first date she ever had.
If Uncle Bob was born while your grandfather was off at war, maybe there was a second kiss.
No. What foods were on your Thanksgiving table, November 25th, Kara? Turkey and all of the trimmings. We raised our own turkeys.
I bet they did.
And then the last thing I want to tell you, I love this word because she talks about the doctor calling. Your grandparents, if you're around age 45 to 50, they used the word call. And call means to come over. Well, that one time when the doctor called, that doesn't mean the phone. They didn't have a phone. They used the term call, Scott, as visit, interchangeably with visit. Did you have any relatives live with you? Name the towns you lived in before age 20. My grandmother. Only one on a farm in Onega, Kansas.
Onega?
Listen to this, Scott. Name your childhood address you remember. Read this. You're going to love this.
Onega, Kansas, Rural Route 2.
Yep.
Telephone number 4922 party line.
It's a party line?
Well, not like you think party
no,
line.
No, they had one. Like, if you picked up the phone back when they finally got a phone, which what I would assume was in the late 40s or early 50s, they did not have electricity, water, or a phone. I know that. They had a party line, and she would say you could pick it up, and maybe someone would be on there talking.
By the way, her penmanship is
outstanding.
Yeah.
I flipped through that, and it made me smile because, my God, they had a happy, simple life. They asked about church in this writing, and there's one entry.
Well,
she says, we did not.
This looks like it could have been written yesterday. It's in
we
incredible condition.
We did not miss church on Sunday. She said, in fact, if there was a terrible storm, my father would hitch up the horses to the wagon. We would put hay and blankets in the wagon, and the team of horses would take us to church. Now that is some dedication
is
to
dedication
the Lord.
To church. That's fantastic.
Isn't that great? I was hoping there would be something
then she stops for a while.
Under your first kiss, something like, but it's very, her entries are very matter of fact, like your mother, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Meat and potatoes. Very simple.
Love it.
Isn't that great?
Her handwriting, by the way, it's sad that there are several days where she just doesn't write anything.
Well, yeah, would you? If someone handed me that, I'd go, thanks a lot for the gift, really?
Well, but it's not a gift for you. It's
like
a gift.
2,000 pages.
No, but it's not. It's a daily. It's 365 pages. And it's not a gift for you. It's a gift for them. Do you see what
I'm
saying?
See, I disagree. I do think it's a gift for me. I think she filled it out because she knew we would enjoy someday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, if I gave this to you, or your kids gave this to you, you wouldn't be like, oh, thanks for this gift. I'm not giving you that, Dana, because I want you to enjoy writing about yourself. I'm giving it to you because as your son, I want to read about you after you're gone.
May 16th, describe the military experience of your family.
Pearl Harbor.
She writes, none as a child. It was very stressful when Norman left. And man, he left and she had those babies and tell me about your high school prom or formal dance.
Ooh.
And keep in mind, they made their dresses, Kara. They didn't ever get to go, quote, what she calls into town, which would not be downtown Kansas City. Into town would probably be Woolworth's or the dime store in their little Kansas town. But they were on the farm and they didn't go into town. She says, I had my first date with Norman at the junior-senior prom when I was a junior. Norman intended to ask another girl, a sophomore, who was serving the dinner. He didn't get a chance to ask her. The banquet was over. The group that was going to the show at Holton was ready to leave. I was the only one left sitting there beside him. He asked me in desperation. And she writes a smiley face. And I knew that story. She was the only one left.
It's actually not far from Topeka. Onega has a population of 906.
My mother always made my clothes, many of them out of flowered feed sacks. I had my first boughten item, a dress, at age 12. I got it at Ben Franklin's store in Holton. It was on sale for 28 cents.
Yeah, the old Ben Franklin.
That's a deal.
The old Ben Franklin, 28 cents.
I'll take three!
Kara Marks and Rod Babcock, Dana Wright.
Great.
I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks. You know, at AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Like finding the latest must-have tech to enjoy your entertainment anywhere, or a camera that lets you capture all your adventurous moments. You need to head to your local AT&T and check out the new LG V35 ThinQ and find out how you can get a smartphone for your favorite person on AT&T. On top of that, you can also get $400 in credits when you buy an LG V35 ThinQ and trade in your eligible smartphone. Visit your local AT&T store today and let the AT&T rep show you the nearly edge-to-edge screen that lets you enjoy an immersive viewing experience and all the other technology in the new LG V35 ThinQ smartphone. And the ThinQ comes with an AI camera. Now you're saying, what does that mean? I'm glad you asked. It means it's a camera that is so smart, it knows exactly what you're shooting and automatically suggests the best filter and the best angle. AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Limited time LG offer. Must activate eligible service. Minimum $20 trade-in value required. Get instant credit or promo card. Activation fee and other charges and restrictions apply. See the store for details. Welcome back. Cool afternoon here in Kansas City today. I don't know if you guys saw this story. It is fascinating. And it does involve Florida's stand your ground law. Now, we had the case a couple of weeks ago where that jerk who was like the parking, handicapped parking spot Nazi, shot that guy in the convenience store parking lot. But then we have this one from this week. Also in Florida, strangely enough, where, and it's in a town south of Orlando, dumb guy who's got a pretty long criminal record apparently, sees his girlfriend, who he just got into a fight with at the bar, order an Uber.
Okay.
Well, Uber car shows up. He decides, as he has already left the bar, he sees an Uber car pull up, somebody gets in it, he follows. Tries to almost run this Uber car off the road thinking his girlfriend is in the car. By the way, she's not. She's not in the car. And this is more explained in the story here, and we'll get your comments on the other side of the news. I just want to play you the story from CBS here in just a second. He gets out of the car after he stops the Uber car and says, I've got a pistol and I'm going to shoot you. He does not have a pistol, but he does reach for his waistband. Wow. And he is shot by the Uber driver and killed.
A Florida Uber driver who claimed self-defense in a new Stand Your Ground controversy will not face charges for the deadly shooting of another driver. The Polk County Sheriff's Office released the Uber's dash cam video from the confrontation Tuesday morning. It shows Jason Bowick approach the car, apparently, and threaten the driver before he was shot. Tony DeCopel is here with how the encounter unfolded. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. The sheriff's office says Jason Boak thought his girlfriend was inside that Uber when he tried to force it off the road and the deadly shooting occurred. The Polk County Sheriff, meanwhile, is calling it a classic case of stand your ground.
This is a justifiable homicide all day long.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the evidence shows the Uber driver, Robert Westlake, acted in self-defense. Jason Boak stopped in front of Westlake, got out of his truck, and pulled out a cell phone like a handgun as he approached the car.
Can I say something? You want me a pistol? You want me to shoot
you? Oh my God.
Westlake called 911 as he tried to revive Boak.
He ran me off road. Jumped out of his vehicle. I couldn't get away. He came towards me, shouted he's got a pistol, reached for his waistband. I'm applying pressure to the wound. He's faintly breathing.
Police say it all started at a bar in Dundee, about 45 miles south of Orlando. Boak and his estranged girlfriend, Jessica Mazzarella, were drinking here when they got into a fight. Boak left, but was still watching the bar from a truck he borrowed from a friend. Police say Mazzarella was texting with Boak while also helping a bartender get an intoxicated customer into an Uber. Boak followed that Uber thinking Mazzarella was inside, but she wasn't. He told her he planned on assaulting the driver. But what police say Boak did not know was the driver, Westlake, was a recent police academy graduate and armed with a legal concealed handgun.
Here's a message for the hotheads of the community. Don't do that stuff. Good people carry guns.
That's the sheriff talking right there, by the way.
And they will shoot you a lot.
That report from CBS, 576-7798. The sheriff is right. The Uber driver had every right to defend himself.
But Am I the only one that thinks Florida is starting to sound even more like the Wild West?
576-7798 if you want to weigh in. The sheriff even went so far as to say, if you get out and threaten somebody that you are armed and then you get shot, prepare to push up daisies. The sheriff said that. And he's right. 576-7798, Newsroom, Caremark, sir.
Independence Police are searching for a couple of lawnmower thieves. More next. 2:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Independence Police are trying to identify a couple of men seen on surveillance video breaking into a fenced-in area along 40 Highway and stealing a blue and white lawnmower. The theft happened last week. We've shared the video on KMBZ's Facebook page if you can help. Celebrating Senator John McCain at a packed memorial service at North Phoenix Baptist Church today, former Vice President Joe Biden paying tribute, saying his death is hitting Americans hard because he gave them confidence in their country.
Was a hero. His character, courage, honor, integrity. But I think the thing is understated the most is his optimism. That's what made John special.
McCain's casket now on the way to Washington, D.C., where he'll lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Several disturbances will continue to roll through the region, giving us some wet weather chances. Now, we've had some active weather already this morning and a few showers and thunderstorms lingering for parts of the afternoon. Our high temperature trying to make its way to the low 80s or so. Another chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms for tonight, a low 70s. And a chance for wet weather through Friday morning, easing into the early afternoon, partly sunny and hotter in the low 90s. Slight chance for showers and a thunderstorm Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It is 73 at KCI, 74 downtown, 72 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
From the text line, wait a minute. I thought Uber prohibits its riders and drivers from carrying guns. Well, thank God this one did. I am as liberal and pro-gun control as they come, right? 6942. But that Uber driver was absolutely in the right shooting that guy. There is no question. It's good to finally have a good guy with a gun do the right thing.
Keep in mind, too, in Florida, and I have a lot of problems with Florida. I don't know that this case is necessarily one of them. In Florida, we have seen that stand your ground law abused, wildly abused.
Charges were filed, though, in that most recent case at the convenience store.
As they should have been.
Right.
Where it is my understanding if you, quote, feel fear, end quote, you can shoot someone.
Yeah, and I disagree with that.
And I, you know, I've said before on this program, I felt fear watching Netflix the other night. I felt fear when I heard the dog bark at 1 in the morning this morning. They need to tighten the law. When is it appropriate to use force and when is it not? And just, quote, feeling fear is ridiculous. Yeah, that is a ridiculous standard.
But in this case, and I think you would agree with this, Dana, this Uber driver shows up at this bar, picks up somebody who's drunk, is in the process of taking them home. There's a truck on his you-know-what. The truck is trying to drive him off the road. Yeah. He doesn't drive off the road. The truck passes him on a two-lane road and then stops the truck in the middle of the street. The driver of the truck gets out. And, by the way, had texted his girlfriend, I'm going to blanking kill that Uber driver. Now, of course, the Uber driver doesn't know that until later. The driver of the truck gets out, says, I have a pistol. I'm going to blanking shoot you. Reaches for his waistband where he pulls out his cell phone, but it's in the middle of the night. You can't tell. But he has just told you, I have a pistol, and I'm going to shoot you. I don't blame this Uber driver one bit. This is exactly what happens when you act a fool. And but it's a it speaks to a larger point.
That is, don't get out of the car.
About road rage.
Don't get out of the car.
And I had, well, and he didn't. This Uber driver didn't. But I don't care if you're the aggressor or the aggressee. There is no point. The other day, yesterday, in fact, I was on 435. I was driving to lunch with some friends and or to meet some friends. And there was a guy who was in front of me at one point. You know, it's a three-lane road while they're doing all the construction. I ended up getting in front of him. I had noticed he was weaving a lot in the middle of the day. And I'm like, oh, is he drunk or what's going on? I ended up getting in front of him. I passed him and got in front of him. I look in my rearview mirror. He's still weaving back and forth over the line. Then he gets off on the Metcalf exit. As he does, he just happens to be right next to me. He looks over to his left, my right, and he starts screaming at me. And I'm thinking to myself,
yeah.
And, you know, the old Scott Parks would have given him the bird, would have said, blank you, screw off, you know. I just smiled and kept driving. It's not worth it. And I know you've had that conversation with your kids.
I'm happy and surprised to hear you say that.
Why?
Because you're a guy, and I think it's harder.
It's just not worth it.
I think it's harder. I think
this guy's a nobody.
Men tend to elevate those things more quickly when it comes to traffic stuff. Now, we've talked about this before, and people say, no, women are the crazy ones. I would never get out of my car.
But you've given the bird.
Look, just, 4 or 5 months ago, there was a road rage incident on the side of the road in a highway. A guy was a veteran. Remember this, Scott?
Yep.
Shot
that was out in Lee's
dead
Summit, yep.
On the side of the highway.
Yep.
No way am I getting out of my car. I assume you're crazy.
But you've given the bird to people.
No, I go, ah! I'm not going to do that anymore either.
It's just not worth it. By the way, from the Daily Mail in the UK, study finds women get road rage faster than men.
Well, maybe in Great Britain, not over here.
Because the women are different over there?
I don't know. I just know I would never get out of my car. I'm not doing it.
Everything you look up, women experience road rage more than men, survey finds, 2007. It's everywhere. Women are worse when it comes to road rage.
Road rage as in flipping the bird or screaming honking your horn or getting out of the car.
Well, I would argue there are different forms of road rage. There is laying on your horn and not letting it off.
Yeah.
There is the bird. There's, you know, the screaming. There is, of course, the getting out of a car. I don't know. I don't know that they break it down. Here, I'll look this up here. 23 startling facts about road rage. Let's see what we got here. Uh-huh. 37% of aggressive driving incidents that occur do involve at least one firearm. 37% of road rage incidents involve a firearm. The person who is most susceptible to road rage is a male under the age of 19.
Okay.
One out of every two drivers who are the recipient of aggressive behavior while they are behind the wheel will respond in kind. So 50% of drivers will respond in kind.
Okay. You flip me off, I flip you off.
Right.
Okay.
2% of those who have someone driving around them aggressively have admitted to trying to run that car off the road.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen to this because I just found it. And I will remind you, we had a woman shot and killed, 2 weeks ago? The conviction was within the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Some idiot during a road rage incident shot into her car, hit her in the stomach. Two toddlers were in the back seat.
Yes.
Kids were unharmed. He got 17 years for that. Just in the last, I want to say, maybe even the last week.
It was the last week or two, yeah.
So listen to this. Are men or women more likely to start the road rage incident? Men exhibit signs of road rage more than women. Where men really surpass women, however, is in the extreme road rage category. Men are 3 times as likely to get out of their car and fight the other driver. I knew it.
Never.
So when you're talking about flipping off, horn honking, doing that, women all day long. When you are talking about the physical act of getting out of your car, which escalates it from 0 to 60 in a half a second when you talk about weapons, all of those bad things that flow from extreme road rage, men are three times more likely. You cannot be surprised by that, Scott.
No, I'm not. But why are women, according to this study from the Daily Mail, women are faster to engage in road rage than men? Why?
Because we are on our every last nerve because of you.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm going to take out my rage on every single man driving in front of me 35 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone.
Well, nobody does that.
Only when
Iris.
Only when I'm late.
Merle doesn't do that. Iris does. 576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in. Somebody says, why are we even arguing about this case in Florida? We're not. We're using it as a stepping stone to a much larger conversation. There's no doubt that the Uber driver, even though he wasn't technically supposed to have a gun in the car because he's an Uber driver, do you blame him? If I was an Uber driver, I would just tell Uber, yeah, I don't have a gun in the car, and I would have my gun in the car. I don't know who I'm picking up.
Well, it says on your app who you're picking up.
You know what I mean. I don't know them from Adam. I'm basically picking up a hitchhiker.
Look at me. Do I look crazy?
I'd have my gun ready.
I have 5 stars. I'm a good passenger.
I'd have my gun ready just in case. 576-7798. 576-7798.
You know, one of the things I've learned talking to my guys at Mosquito Joe's is that after a rain, those eggs hatch and the mosquitoes are worse. If you are sick and tired of being the main course in your own backyard, you do not have to be in a constant battle with mosquitoes around your home. Mosquito Joe will help. If you have an outdoor barbecue, wedding, any big event where you don't want to worry about the bugs, call Mosquito Joe's. And hey, for my pet owners, they'll do a flea and tick treatment for you as well. Ask them about that. It is convenient, effective, affordable, and your satisfaction is their guarantee. Your party, barbecue, outdoor event should be remembered for the good times, not the mosquitoes. They did a great job treating my yard. They're going to do a great job for you. Put the spray down. Schedule your treatment today. Call 855-ASK-A-JOE, 855-ASK-A-JOE, or online at mosquitojoe.com. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I've fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain.
Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true.
I can spot bad weather.
Bottoms Up Espresso is planning to open up a new location in Chico, California, but the idea appears to have residents hot and bothered. And not in the way the owners likely intended. The Bikini Coffee Shop chain.
Isn't that tired?
Which already operates 6 locations in California with female baristas who wear little more than lingerie or swimwear, is drawing criticism from Chico residents who have already raised concerns with the city manager. Quoting here from the city manager, Mark Orme, there's nothing we can do. It hasn't opened. He said he's already received numerous phone and email complaints about the business. Another critic of the new Bottoms Up Espresso location concerns that the coffee shop will be opening up just down the block from a dance studio, which is full of impressionable children.
Oh.
Hmm. Said Sarah Schneeweiss, who is the owner of Hype Dance, the concern is that Hype Dance has 300-plus students coming in and out weekly, and their exposure to the business is out of the kids' control. Schneeweiss also telling Fox News that she does not want her students exposed to the barista's attire. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The founders,
they can deny a permit, can they not?
On what grounds?
If you're a city, you can deny a permit on all kinds of grounds.
Can you deny a permit to Hooters?
Here's my question. The city of Mission Hills does not have a strip club, a gas station, or a hardware store. There has to be a reason for that.
Does Mission Hills have a business? I don't believe it does.
I'm trying to think downstate.
Other than the golf course and the country club. Mm-hmm.
So why is that? It was zoned as residential, and maybe there was an exception made for the country club. That's it.
I can't think of one business in the city of Mission Hills other than the country club.
I've told you before, I believe the city of Leawood, and you would have to correct me on this, state line corridor, has maybe one gas station around the 119th Street corridor. There has to be a reason for that, and it's zoning, and or the city has denied permits for anyone else wanting to come in and bring in that business.
Mm-hmm.
So can you just willy-nilly tell a business, no, we don't want you setting up shop here? I think the answer is yes. Why isn't there a payday loan store at 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park?
No customers.
No customers, or has the city said, we don't want that business here?
Are you telling me that there's not one payday loan operation in Overland Park?
I'm telling you, in southern Overland Park, I think it's difficult to find that.
Here, let me look it up. Payday loans, Overland Park. I bet there are plenty. There are. Lend Nation, affordable payday loans, Ace Cash.
What part of the city?
It's
going to be north. I'm telling you now, it's going to be north.
No, not all of them. Hang on. Let me open up the map here.
You know what? We should ask Sean Riley. Can you just flat out deny a business a permit because of the nature of that business?
Look, they're all right up and down the Metcalf corridor. Even one just east of Corporate Woods below 435. There's one Midwest Title Loans over here. Why do you have that look on your face?
I don't know.
And yes, we do have a couple in Roland Park.
Could the city say...
But they're all basically right along the Metcalf corridor.
In Roland Park, Scott, could the city say no? Now, I know that residents can show up and say, I don't want a Walmart in my backyard. That the city has the right to say no.
Does a business not have the right to operate, though? I mean, as long
not
as it's...
Not wherever it chooses.
I understand. I mean, I could see if like, Roland Park didn't want Cirilla's moving down
sure.
from 39th
and Rainbow.
You know what?
That is a great example. There is a Cirilla's in...
KCK at 39th and Rainbow.
Right?
I don't know why I would know that, but
and
I
there's
do.
One in Olathe.
Yep. On Santa Fe.
Correct. So, somewhere, that city had to rubber stamp that business going in there.
Correct.
Now... Are they along more commercial corridors? My guess is yes.
Rainbow and Santa Fe.
You're not
going
to
sure.
sit that right down next to, you know, an elementary school and several single family homes.
You're not going to put that on the corner of Knoll and Johnson Drive.
I think cities can discriminate on businesses just because. I really do, Scott.
Well, you know, the most recent example that I have, and it still won. And guess what? The people who opposed it still shop there is the Walmart in Western Shawnee on K7 that is right next to a very rich neighborhood. And by rich, I mean $350,000, $400,000 houses and higher, called Gray Oaks
okay.
in Western Shawnee. They built a Walmart on the west side of the Gray Oaks housing development. The people who live in Gray Oaks were furious.
I'm sure they were.
Well, you know what? Kelly happens to live not in Gray Oaks, but near Gray Oaks. And we've gone to that Walmart.
Okay.
Do you know who I see in that Walmart? People who live in Gray Oaks.
Where else are they going to go to buy their laundry detergent?
Well, I don't know. The Price Chopper? It's amazing. People hate these businesses until they move in. I guarantee.
Well, but there is a correlation. We've talked about this before, and I know you hate it because it makes everybody listening uncomfortable. There is a correlation between petty crime and that store when it moves in. Look it up. I'm not making it up. Ask any police department. Their
okay.
calls for service go through the roof.
And I'm
when a Walmart comes in, shoplifting, you know. Minor
loitering.
Assaults, loitering, please feed me a cheeseburger, I'm fake homeless. All of that stuff goes up. Period. End of story. It does. And so I think a city has the right to say no.
But what drives me crazy is Cirilla's, and let's just use them as a quick example. Cirilla's does not get all of its business from people who live and work around the KU Medical Center.
No.
Can we be honest about
that? They get their business from women going to bachelorette parties who want something funny.
They get their business from stay-at-home moms in Leawood and in Western Shawnee who are willing to drive the 20 minutes to go to Cirilla's in KCK and buy their little toys so long as it's not in their neighborhood.
It's
am I right or am I wrong?
Scott, it's not in their neighborhood because I guarantee you cities have the right to say no.
You're not going to get technically an argument from me, but it is amazing to me that I want to shop there. I just don't want it in my neighborhood.
I'm going to text Sean Riley in Overland Park and ask him, if I come to the city of, say, Overland Park or Leawood, and I want to open a Peach Wave, okay? Everyone loves ice cream and frozen yogurt. I'm sure that's fine. I want to open a UPS store. I want to open a tanning bed. I want to open a med spa. I'm sure all of those things are fine. If I go to the city of Leawood and say, I want to bring Cirilla's to 119th and State Line, they would lose their ever-loving gourd and they would say no.
No, you just said Sean Riley.
I'm going to text him. I think cities have the right to discriminate against businesses purely based on the nature of that business. And if that wasn't the case, you would see payday loans and Cirilla's all up and down Knoll, and you don't.
576-7798 to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the FBI and local police training for the worst today. More next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.